アレルヤアレルヤアレルヤアレルヤアレルヤアレルヤ。 God has called us through the gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. アレルヤアレルヤアレルヤ。 A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I should deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Gospel tells us, even an unjust judge, he will help the person who asks him continuously. So much so is God the Father in heaven. He knows our need. Whatever we ask, he's willing to give. Of course, under the condition that the gift is good to our soul. So many times we ask, we do not get what we want. Maybe that's not the time yet. Maybe not the will of God. So it is important. You have to trust to believe. God is always listening. God is always give a helping hand. Trust is very important. So many times we say, what we ask and we do not get what we want. Maybe the thing we ask is not good for our soul. Jesus is always telling us to ask. We can ask that we can fulfill the will of God on a daily basis. We can ask the grace that we can forgive 70 times 7. We can ask that we always live like Jesus on earth. St. Paul says, God has called us through the gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So on a daily basis, put the word of God, especially the gospel, in our heart, in our mind. Reflect on it casually. It's the word of God that gives us the light, that gives us strength. We ask Jesus to help us to open our mind, our heart, to follow him. It's important to forgive, be humble. This is one of the conditions that we pray.